Well, let's catch up with our buddy Corey Kovacs, fisheries biologist out of the Newberry office. Hey, long time no talk. Good to have you back on the show, Corey.
Yeah, it's great to be back. It's been a little bit of time, but I'm ready to get going with you again here, Adam.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear some of the brook trout regulation changes that I know you're in tune with. And we'll get to that in our next outdoor report. But I want to start with the hot topic, ice fishing. First things first, I haven't heard about any ice in Munising Bay yet.
That is correct. There is no ice in Munising Bay right now. The mouth of the Anna River, there's still a few coho hanging around, it seems like, and a couple of steelhead floating around. So some anglers are starting to hit that and recognizing, but they're waiting for the ice to come for sure.
Well, let's talk about inland lakes then. I'll just throw it to you. Where do you want to start for reports for ice fishing?
Boy, you know, it's probably easiest to work from the east end and work all the way to the west towards Marquette. So I'm talking far east as Manuskan Bay. Right now, there's pretty good catches of perch and a few pike showing up. Walleye are slow, but the ice conditions have improved the last couple of weeks. So yellow perch, northern pike are being reported. I can tell you in the Cedarville area, there's no ice in yet. So those reports are very limited, if any, at all. Moving farther to the west, you can hit Brevoort Lake, walleye, perch going on. The ice has actually been fairly good. The guys are moving out on machines right now. Moving over to the Curtis area for the Manistique Lakes area, of course, Big Lake, you're getting some small perch and some walleye there. The ice has improved. South Manistique Lake, anglers are really excited about the panfish and some crappie going there. They're also running into some decent pike for a lake that's known for small pike. They're starting to catch some of the larger ones. Moving further to the west, south of Munising, south of Wetmore, all the inland lakes off of H-13 has really offered a good opportunity for some panfish angling and some walleye. A little bit of slush out there, but most of those smaller inland lakes, the ice is setting up real nice, especially for foot travel, to get out there and start cutting some holes.
Excellent. Sounds like panfish overall have been probably the best catches I've been hearing about, including perch. I mean, I'm going to include perch in that report, but crappie, bluegill as well. Are you hearing anything about average depths being a little bit deeper this time of year than normal for catches?
You know, that's interesting, Adam, and I do wonder if it's not resulting from a lot of the high water we had in the fall, and maybe it just moved those fish in a little bit different area, and also some of the runoff. I mean, keep in mind, we were warm around Christmas time, just before New Year's. We got a couple of storms, and I think that runoff from the surface water has maybe moved those fish around just a little bit. So, yes, I am hearing a little bit deeper water than where people typically target them. But off of the weed line, specifically like Manistique Lake and South Manistique Lake, you're typically fishing over, you know, some of the vegetation areas. Now they're targeting just off of those areas. So that's what I would be looking for.
That's consistent with what we're hearing, too. Deeper water for the panfish, especially the crappie and the perch, of course, but more than usual. And the other thing I've been hearing is larger than average perch. Typically, you hear about the biggest perch coming in March as they get ready to spawn. And right now, I mean, I'm getting a lot of really big perch reports from everywhere around the UP.
Yeah, that's good to hear. In fact, some of the ones on Manuskan Bay, even though they're not getting a high number of them, they are larger. So I think that's a good indicator that maybe we have a good couple of year classes, 1, 2, or 3 year classes moving through. And boy, I hope that serves really well for late in the ice season when we get close to that March and when ice starts coming off. I hope that serves really well for our perch anglers.
All right, Corey, well, I'd like to continue with you later this hour, talk a little bit more ice fishing as we move westward from the Hiawatha toward Marquette on some of the inland lakes, including Autrain. If we could continue with you, and then also get into those new brook trout regulations the NRC approved, too, and get your take on that. If we can get a little more time from you?
Oh, we can do that, absolutely.
Fisheries biologist Corey Kovacs out of the DNR office in Newberry. We'll continue with him, so stay tuned. Right here to the Outdoor Show.